The anonymous landlord is more than just making profit from property. It's a system of automation and a strategy which will shape the way you invest in property forever. It's a quality of life, it's a way of life, it's a business mindset. The anonymous landlord will make loads of money from property and continue to grow wealth and assets without giving up time or energy or life. Because what's the point in making a load of money from property if you've got no time or energy to enjoy it? My name's Tom Sohn, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Hi, this is Tom Sohn, and today I want to talk to you about loads of stuff that's coming up. And I wanted to tell you about it because there's so many pieces of advice and strategies and insights and tips and tricks for anybody who's looking to start out in property investing, or for anybody who's been a property investor or is already a property investor that wants to expand and optimize their existing property investments. So I'm going to go through everything you need to know to get started in property investment. And like I say, if you're already an investor, then this is also relatable to you because it shows you how you can expand your existing stuff. And all of this, by the way, is part of my 0 to 4,000 webinar, where I talk through an actual real life strategy of how to go from zero, absolutely nothing, all the way up to £4,000 net profit every single month just through property investing. It's a really simple and effective strategy to get anybody started in property investment. And if you want to join me on that, then just click the link above or below, wherever I put it, and I'll send the details. It's on December the 16th at 2 o'clock. I'll probably put the details in the comments below. Anyway, so everything you need to know to get started in property investment is very simple. And this is all the stuff that I'm going to be going through over the next couple of weeks leading up to that webinar. So really the idea is to try and give you a few hints and a few tips and a few ideas to get you going, and then when we get on that webinar, you'll already have a little bit of a base knowledge to be able to implement the 0 to 4K strategy. And it's a great strategy. It's really easy, and not enough people do it. And I think that's because normally training companies charge you thousands to learn this strategy. But you know what? I'm going to give it away for free. And they probably won't like me for doing that, but what can you do? Anyway, the things that we're going to go through over the next couple of weeks. First of all, we're going to talk about due diligence on a property investment opportunity. We'll talk about calculating the demand, the activity across sales and lettings, because there's a few different ways to do that. Working out your actual costs and going through what those actual costs are, because there are lots of different costs involved that people always miss out. Calculating your value of property, not just at the beginning, how much is it worth for you to buy it, but also how much is it going to be worth when the job's done, and how much is it going to be worth in 10 years' time. Working out appreciation is a really big thing. Working out mortgage rates, interest rates, all of those wonderful things to do with finance. But also, as part of due diligence, calculating the data and analysing the actual data. And where to get the actual information from, the actual data that helps you carry out your due diligence to make sure that you get the right property investment deals and don't lose money. Also, we're going to go through the stuff to do before the viewing, during the viewing, and after a viewing, the questions that you need to ask, and how to actually get the deal done, how to get the offers accepted and the deal over the line. But also, as part of that, the stuff that you can do before, during, and after a viewing will help you avoid those dodgy properties. And there's a bunch of checklists that you can create and go through to make sure you're getting really good property investment deals. I'll also show you how to calculate offers, which is really important, and what information you should share and what information you shouldn't. And also calculating the actual cost of refurbishments and repairs as well. We're also going to go through calculating yield, and this is a big one because There's so many, such a common error with regards to calculating the actual yield. And I call it the true yield. And I try and help people move away from fake yield and move towards true yield. So I've labeled it as true yield because that's really what it is. The way I calculate it is the way that the top investors in the country, in the world, calculate their actual yield, their return on investment. So I'm going to do a completely unique, separate piece all on its own just for calculating yield. It sounds really dull, I know, but do you know what? It's such a common error, and calculating your yield properly needs to be its own piece because it helps you avoid buying dodgy properties that cost too much money or end up not returning you a decent amount of profit. I'll also talk through three steps to double your money. I know that sounds really gimmicky, but it's just quite simple. Flip, flip, repeat. Flip, flip, repeat. But I'll show you how to do the flip, flip, repeat. It's just a three-step process to double your money. And it's awesome. All right, there are a few factors involved in that, but it's a super easy strategy to grow your money. And there are loads of strategies. There are easy strategies, complex strategies for growing your money. You don't need expensive training courses. Just join my webinar. I'll give it all to you for free, or give me a call. We'll book a discovery call and I'll share it with you there too. It's all free. Why not? Also, we're going to talk about finance and refinancing. So we'll go through your options because it's not just about getting a mortgage. There are so many different opportunities and property investment opportunities that sometimes a mortgage isn't the right way to do it. Sometimes bridging loans are better. Sometimes loans are better. Sometimes other financing routes are better. And they generate different profits and different yields. They cost more or cost less. So we're going to go through all of the financing and refinancing options. We're going to go through rent reviewing and rent increases. And I want to share with everybody how you actually do a rent increase or how you actually review the rent value. It's a calculation. It's a scientific formula, so to speak. But I'll show you how to do it. I'll show you when to do it, but also how to get it compliant. If you're a landlord, you can't just ramp up the rent when you want. There are certain processes that you have to follow. So we'll talk about how to value the rent, how to increase the rent, how to review the rent, but also when to do it and how to do it compliantly. And do you know what? There's risks and rewards, isn't there, to increasing the rent? Is the tenant going to move out? You're going to make a bit more profit, but you increase your risk of the property being empty if the tenant does move out. So we'll work out that, and we'll also work out, if you do review your rent or increase your rent, what that effect is on your actual true yield. It's not as simple as you think. Just increasing the rent by 25 quid is not always the way to go. We're going to talk about basic deal packaging and sourcing. And this is a pretty sensitive topic. And you know what? Tony Fairs will back me up on this. I spoke to him the other day about this, about property sources. But what can you do if you can't buy a property? And there's some definite tips and hints about how you can make profit from properties that you don't actually buy and where you can find deals that you can sell on to other people for a fee and how to do that properly. Because look, there's loads of people that go to a deal packaging training course or a property sourcing training course and then come out of that training course thinking, right, I'm going to go and do some deal sourcing and deal packaging, which is basically where you go and find a property, you buy it for below market value, or you make an offer below market value, and then you offer it to an investor and the investor pays you a fee. That is sourcing properties, deal packaging. You take a property, you package it up, you give it as a product to another person. It's actually a complex business. It's an art form. It's a science. And there are so many people now that do it properly, but so many people that don't and end up blagging investors to buy properties that aren't always good. So anyway, I could go on for hours about that. So look, really, I'm going to show you how to actually deal package, how to actually source properties, where you can get properties from that you can offer to other people in return for a fee when you're not buying them. And do you know what? It's not just about going out. This is what deal sources do, and you've got me going now. But this is what crappy deal sources do. They go to this training course, spend thousands of pounds, come out of it thinking I'm going to make tons of money. And then they go round Rightmove and they go round viewing properties that are on the standard, that are just standard residential properties on the open market. And then they go round making offers to estate agents and then trying to sell them on. That wastes investors' time if they're not properly calculated. It wastes agents' time if they're not, I guess, pursuing proper buyers. And it's just a bit of a con. But then there are good property sources, really effective property sources, who actually go and nurture and are experienced property sources that go out getting properties that are really good investments. Anyway, I'm going to stop on that one because I'll waffle on for hours on that one. And the next thing I'm going to go through over the next couple of weeks is storing your cash. So when you've got cash in the bank, what you can do with it to maximize it and optimize it. There are some really simple ways that you can make your money work for you even when you're not doing anything with it. If you haven't got a property to buy, or if you've just got the money sat in the bank, you certainly shouldn't leave it sat there doing nothing. So if you've got cash in the bank right now, don't leave it there, sat there, doing nothing, not making any profit for you. Certainly don't invest in your savings account. That's something really interesting that I've heard people say. And there's something gone wrong with my screen here. I'm not sure what's happening, but anyway, I'll carry on. I'll carry on. Hopefully you can hear me. But anyway, yes, so what you can do with your money rather than just leaving it in your savings account is a few ways and tips and hints that you can increase the value of your money without actually doing too much with it. And really, that whole philosophy is about turning your cash into a snowball to help you accumulate more and more and more money over time without really doing too much. Next, I'll go through when you should sell your property. Now, that sounds like a really weird one, but my properties, for an example, are always for sale at the right price. For an example, if the sale yield outweighs the rent yield because prices have shot up in that area, then I exit that property and then reinvest the profit. Because if you, I don't know, if you make a 20% yield twice a year, that's 40% per year. So there's loads of different ways to calculate that and forecast how and when you should sell. So we'll go through that too. And lastly, I'm going to go through quite a big piece on why you should buy a flip to let. Now, I love a flip to let. And in fact, half of the properties that my property broker generates are flips to let. And it basically means when it's sometimes known as a BRR or a buy, refurbish, refinance. But it's a little bit, there's a little bit more to it than that. It's a bit of a gimmicky way to describe it. But it's basically where you buy a property, you add value to that property through, you could do a refurbishment, you could add to the property, you can extend the property, you could do a conversion. It might be a residential, a commercial property that you're turning into a residential property. Anyway, either way, you add value to that property and then you extract your money through financing it, mortgaging it, or taking a loan or other routes to finance or refinancing, as I mentioned earlier. And then you let it out. And that is your return on investment. And I'll go through all of the ins and outs of the flip to let, which is what I call it, and how to find them, how to invest wisely in them, and what you need to do with them. And what also what things to watch out for with a flip to let. And all of this is part of my, as I said earlier on, my 0 to 4K webinar. And that's where I'm going to give you an actual strategy. I'll talk it through step by step, month by month, what you need to do to go from 0 to 4 grand per month in profit through property investing. And like I say, it's a real simple, effective, efficient strategy to help you get into property investment and help you grow your own portfolio, to grow your passive income, to get to that goal that everyone wants to be. And I hate jumping on the bandwagon of financial freedom, but it's true. That's what we all want. We all want to make enough passive income so that we don't have to work. We can do what we want to do, right? That's what everyone wants to do. So I'm doing that webinar on December 16th at 2 o'clock. I'll stick the comments, the link in the comments below. And hopefully if you want to learn that strategy, then join me. And if you click that link, I'll just send you the details and you can register. It's totally free, so you might as well. So those are all the things we're going to go through. Due diligence, things to do before, during and after a viewing. calculating true yield. Remember that phrase, true yield. Where to find property deals. The three-step rule to doubling your money. You remember the flip, flip, repeat, flip, flip, repeat. It's not quite as easy as that, but I'll go through that. Refinancing and financing options. It's not just mortgages. There's loads of different ways that you can refinance and finance property deals and get your money out and put your money in. Calculating appreciation and using appreciation, most importantly. Basic deal packaging and sourcing. Try and watch out for those cowboys around there. How to store your cash and how to optimize your cash without just leaving it sat there doing nothing. Building your property business plan. I forgot to go through that because I'm a bit of a property geek and I'm a business geek. So I make business plans for properties. And it's really the best way that you can forecast your growth, track your money and your cash flow, see how it's working for you. And it's really interesting when you work out your targets and how you'll hit your targets and when you'll actually need the cash and when you don't need the cash. Really interesting. Oh, and also another one that I forgot to mention is how to spend your profit. Really interesting. It's about investing, not spending. And it's a really common thing where I see investors classing their profits as income. It's not income. Please don't think as income if you're on a plan. And there's investors that are working towards, say, a five-year plan to get to their financial freedom. But they don't get past the first year because they treat that net profit as income. So therefore, what they end up doing is using their income, or it goes into the income pot, and then they don't end up reinvesting it. So I'm going to show you some great ways to reinvest that cash flow and use that money like a snowball to accumulate more and more and more and more money. So all of those things are part of the 0 to 4 grand webinar. December 16th at 2 o'clock, I'll put the link in the comments below. Hit that link and then I'll send you the details on how you can join. Anyway, for the time being, I will leave it at that and speak to you all later. Take care, everybody. Thank you for joining me and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. But before you go to the next episode, I really want to hear from you. Just search Tom Soane on any social media or just email me, tom@pinkstreet.co.uk. I'd love to know your thoughts on this episode. And if you need any help with your own situation, just get in touch. I'll answer every email and every message, I promise. Anyway, see you in the next podcast and remember, being a landlord is hard. Being an anonymous landlord is easy. Invest, enjoy, repeat, and grow.